We are now at the crux of the whole matter, aren't we? It's not so funny when we get to the really painful, lonely center of it all. I get that it is a much more profound problem than he's just not that into you. I have sat up many nights with so many friends and my sister in tears trying to get them to believe that they are better than the men who are messing up their lives. So I will try to answer this as best I can. Being lonely, being alone for many people sucks. I get it. I get it. I get it. But still, I have to say that, yes, my true belief is being with somebody who makes you feel shitty or doesn't honor the person you are is worse. The statistics are bleak, but don't use statistics to keep you down or keep you frightened. You can't do anything with these statistics except scare yourself and your girlfriends. So I say, fuck statistics. It's your life. How dare you not have faith in it? The only story that has ever helped me, Greg Barrett, live my life successfully is the story of faith. I believe that life will turn out well. More fervently, I believe that you have no other choice but then to believe that. I have written this book, and women will be reading it and hearing it because we are all tired of operating from a place of fear. You want to believe that you are better than all the crap that you've been taking from all these men all these years. Well, you are. You are an excellent, foxy human being worthy of love. And the only way you can pursue that idea is by honoring yourself. At the very least, this means ridding your world of dudes who are not worthy and setting a standard of excellence in your daily life. Let's start with this statistic. You are delicious. Be brave, my sweet. I know it can get lonely. I know you can crave companionship and sex and love so badly that it physically hurts. But I truly believe that the only way that you can find out that there is something better out there is to first believe that there is something better out there. I'll believe it for you until you're ready.
This is What It Should Look Like by Greg.
My friend Amy is deathly afraid of clowns, so her husband Russell makes sure she never sees one or is near one. Now, this may not seem like a difficult task or one that requires great personal sacrifice until you've actually tried to avoid all the clowns in the world. Oh, it's not as easy as you'd think. You'd be amazed at how many clowns are out there. But Russell does it because after 10 years of marriage, he still wants to protect his wife from the things that frighten her.